We hear a lot about seafood fraud and why it's detrimental to consumers, but what's being done about it? Here today to talk about accountability in the seafood industry is Beth Lowell, campaign director for Oceana, the largest international advocacy group working solely to protect the world's oceans. Thanks again for joining me, Beth.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Are there practices in place to inspect and verify seafood now?
Yes, but not even close to enough. According to the National Marine Fisheries Service, more than 90% of the seafood consumed in the United States is imported. But just 2% of that is currently inspected at the border, and that's mainly for health and safety reasons, with less than 1% inspected specifically for fraud by the U.S. government.
Well, what are some of the unique challenges in combating seafood fraud?
Well, seafood is a global commodity and one of the most commonly traded food items in the world. It's also caught around the world, anywhere, many oceans, and sometimes shipped through multiple countries before reaching your dinner plate. And while U.S. fishermen already provide much of the needed information about the fish they catch, like where it was caught, the species name, we currently don't hold seafood imports to the same standards.
How is technology starting to change the industry?
Well, technology now allows us to track products in real time as they travel throughout the U.S. and around the world. And the same can and should be applied to seafood. For example, if you order a package from UPS, you can track it from the time it leaves a warehouse to the time it's delivered to your doorstep. And the same should be applied to seafood. We are also now able to DNA test seafood products to verify their identities and ensure that what's on the label actually matches what's on your plate.
What steps are taking place to help combat this issue of where the seafood came from?
What we really need to do is require traceability, where information follows the fish from the boat to your plate for all seafood products sold in the United States. Legislation has been introduced in both the House and Senate that would require full traceability of all seafood, and if passed, and when passed, I should say, will allow consumers to track their seafood from the boat to their plate. Oceana is also working with groups like chefs and restaurant owners to increase awareness of seafood fraud and the need to stop it.
What do you think is the single greatest thing that can happen to change the seafood industry for the better in the years to come?
Well, traceability, of course, that tracking the fish through the supply chain is imperative to stop seafood fraud.
Mm-hmm.
It also allows regulators to verify the identity of seafood products. It also helps build confidence in the supply chain and with consumers. You know, consumers have the right to know what they are eating and that it's safe, legally caught, and honestly labeled. They should be provided with information like when a fish was caught, where it was caught, and how it was caught, so they can make more informed decisions about their seafood choices.
Okay, so until traceability is really fully in place, what can people do to make sure they're an educated seafood consumer?
Well, first, ask questions. You can go up to your fish counter, the supermarket, at the restaurant, and ask questions about the fish, including what kind of fish it is, if it's wild or farm-raised, and where, when, or how it was caught. Second, purchase closer to the whole fish as possible. The more your fish is processed, the more hands it changes, the more opportunity for fraudsters to do fraudulent activities to your fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, check the price. If the price is too good to be true, as in most things in life, it probably is, and you're likely purchasing a completely different species than what is on the label.
Thank you very much, Beth, and we look forward to talking with you again about these advancements, hopefully soon. To learn more about the Safe Seafood Act and how you can make smart seafood choices, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.